Mr. Doss, how did you get into the business of singing opera?
Well, I started out in the Catholic seminary, and I did have one of my teachers just singing for the ministry tell me that if I decided to do something other than become a Catholic priest, I could possibly be a professional singer. So as things went on, and I didn't quite fulfill my calling to become a Catholic priest, I found that music was there for me, and it gave me many opportunities to do similar things, to reach out to people and to move them and to inspire them and to hopefully bring them to God. So it's another type of a calling.
There was a quote from one of your interviews about your early career, and you're being told that you were just the wrong color. Tell us about that experience.
Well, that's one of the few times I've ever had any negative comments of that sort that were given to me. I was going to Vienna after my studies at Indiana University in order to become possibly a part of the ensemble there, their young artist program. They take young singers and they do the smaller parts in the operas there, and certainly Vienna Staatsoper was very prestigious at the time, still is quite prestigious. I sold everything I had basically to get a ticket to fly to Vienna, my first time in Europe. I had sent them a tape, so it was simply to go in and do an audition, and I did that. I flew in, and it was a good audition, I think, I was told. But they wanted me to come back and sing for Maestro Mazel, Lauren Mazel, who was the intendant at the opera company at that time, the head of the opera company. So returning, I had been to Indiana where I was going to finish my studies. I had some tests and whatnot to finish. I was told by Riri Grist, who was actually a professor at that time, and she had sung in Vienna, that she had a rather strange comment coming from one of the administrators there, that it was too bad that it was not a different color, which took her by surprise because she herself was he was an African-American soprano and had done quite a few performances in Vienna. So those were years before, actually, when I was there, somewhere in the mid-'80s, the beginning of the 80s. So it goes and flows, I think, in periods of, acceptance, non-acceptance, and difficulties, non-difficulties. So this is something that just happened at the time, and I don't think I've ever gotten anything quite that extreme or quite candid as far as saying something about color.
There's certainly a lot of controversy right now surrounding the Oscars and how white it is. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I don't know if there's a situation. I think I had to get clarification myself as to the casting or the casting or the nominations that were made by certain people. There were not enough. There was not enough diversity within the people that are nominating, I think, was the biggest problem. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the people that were nominated were there because of their color. So it's always nice to have diversity when you have people that are looking at the casting and whatnot, because it goes very deep as far as what's possible, what the different plots are, what the storylines are, and who comes up with these. And so it's very, very deep, I think, and a lot of it can be certainly looked at and brought into a more of a balance, I think, and so that everyone is happy. But, diversity is quite good for all of us. It keeps us open-minded and allows us to, be, is it more balanced in our way of thinking.
Well, I was going to ask you, how are things now in the opera world?
Oh, I don't know exactly, because it's always difficult to say when you are not behind the scenes as far as sitting in a casting meeting and knowing what they're thinking. Certainly there are times when I have been cast that I can make suggestions, that I can say certain things about the persona of the individual, something like, let's say, a Laurence Olivier, who was the person who did his roles from the outside in, I recall. So he would always look at a nose, he would look at something external, he would think of somebody that reminded him of a certain part, and then he would sort of mimic that person, but then he put on his own, individual inclinations into the portrayal of the role. That was supposed to be quite the opposite of the method acting of like a Marlon Brando, who started that school where it came from inside, and then you start developing the things on the outside after you've digested everything in the part and the role. So in essence, I think I believe in the sort of the externalism sometimes. I like certain things about the roles, especially maybe an Amanaz role that I just did in Aida. He's the Ethiopian king. So in that, they call him a fierce warrior, ferocious even. So there's certain things about that that bring to mind what the person would look like, not only that because he's Ethiopian, but his whole, you know, demeanor, his whole style of walking, his hair, facial expressions. So, you know, I wanted to bring those to bear when dealing with a very important director I just did in the Turin, which is William Friedkin, who did The Exorcist and The French Connection, very successful director. And so we had some discussions about it, and I think we did find some balance, and we came up with something that was more of a character than just a me. So there's also always possibilities, and if you are sort of, as people have said, drawing makeup on my face sometimes is like doing a canvas, you know, painting on a canvas, because the face can take on many expressions, it can take on many characteristics. Certainly I've been called to change or to modify race sometimes, and sometimes it's not really necessary, and so I have to try to get that point across to people that in the context of the person, where they came from, it's not always necessary. I played Caesar once in Handel opera, Giulio Cesare in Egitto, Julius Caesar in Egypt. And in doing that, they made it me a little bit more like Caesar Augustus, basically. You can see the hair style a little bit like that. It seemed to work, but they didn't change the color of my skin. There was actually, one of the Caesars actually was of African descent, which people, has been washed over. No one's really talked about it. I didn't have a lot of material to do the research upon. But it was a fact. So knowing that, I was able to use that in my portrayal of the character.
Are there barriers based on color in opera in Canada, do you think?
I think it can be because opera is a predominantly European art form, and so that you have to place it in different, updating, because I don't always like things that are updated. Sometimes I just like to have plots and stories that are more current, and sometimes they're very, a lot of times they're very interesting. There are some operas that lend themselves to updating, and in that you can then introduce more diversity. But the barriers that exist, I think that becomes a barrier. That's sort of a psychological barrier when you don't have people that can expand their vision to see what can be inclusive and how that inclusiveness can be a benefit to the audience and to invite more people into the audience that would like to see something similar to themselves on stage. So, yes, that can be a problem. I don't know the specific answer to that. I mean, I can say it over and over again to people that it's very important to have this kind of diversity and what the effect can be. My degree in sociology started to bring me into something of that sort when I was in the seminary, because I wanted to find out why people act the way they do in groups. I think I thought I needed to, as opposed to the things I like a lot, just like psychology and English and whatnot. So it was that sort of understanding of the group attitude and how people think when they're together, as opposed to how they think when they're only on their own. Sort of that brought me to some understanding of why people in groups start to believe the way they do. It's a barrier, it's a difficulty, it's something that has to be broken down, and once it's broken down, it's much more beneficial to all society.
Thank you so much for telling us about this.
Oh, my pleasure, really.